Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It's not enough to know the news. Mm-hmm. You need to know what to do with the news you know. It's amazing how much news just comes our way, isn't it?
Tons. Every day.
And eventually, if you don't know what to do with the news you know, then you just turn it off eventually. You just don't want to hear it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you know what to do with the news you know, and God lets us know what to do with the news we know, I mean, that's what VFN Radio, one of the significant things that we try to do in VFN Radio, you know, what is the Word of God's perspective on this news? What's going on? I understand this great job loss. I understand the loss of homes. I understand that there's war going on in Israel, and I understand this Arab Spring. I understand, but what does it mean? Mm-hmm. What does it mean? And if we don't know that, sometimes it can discourage you, and you want to just turn it off and just basically bury your head in the sand of denial. It's not happening. It's not happening. It won't affect me. But when you understand it, my goodness, the Lord told us about all these things, and He's letting us know today, you know, about what to do. And so hopefully today, during our first and second hour, we'll get a chance to share with you some things that are happening in our news. But just right recently, since we were last on, in Israel.
Yeah, yeah. A bomb rips through a bus in Tel Aviv. And this was actually near the headquarters of the Israel National Defense Department. And they say about 10 people lost their life. And so, you know, it's just fresh, it's brand new. This was near the Tel Aviv museum.
Wow. That's major, just, man. You know, and I understand, too, that it wasn't a suicide bomber where they would strap the bombs on themselves, but they actually left the package, the bomb, on the bus and got off.
Yeah.
Which is very unusual. That just, I mean, they're so on top of security. Those things, I mean, they're just really got it together in regards to being aware of what's going on. And we just got to be aware. You know, just in California this week, it's reported that, you know, several Americans, you know, even a particular man that served in the United States Air Force, they were working together to kill Americans. They were going to go to Iraq or go to Afghanistan, and they had strategies to be able to kill our sons and our daughters, Americans killing Americans.
Wow.
And by God's grace, they caught them, they arrested them before, but they already had their tickets. They were going to fly to Afghanistan through New Mexico, and they had it all set up to go. And one of them turned state's evidence or something, and turned on the other four, something of that nature. But thank God, you know, we pray continually that God would reveal and uncover and stop bus bombs, any kind of car bombs. I mean, we talk about
attacks.
Yes. And, you know, God's doing it. I mean, a lot of things have been stopped.
Yeah.
And we want to pray for protection for all of our cities and all of our people and our neighbors and our soldiers. I mean, what is more offensive than to go to another country and fight for them, for them to kill you or kill your brother? I mean, there's so many quote friendlies that are turning on our soldiers in Afghanistan. I believe it's over 50 of our soldiers are being killed by Afghan people who said that they were with us, and we were training them and helping them out. And that very ones, when they would let down their guard, they would turn and kill one of our soldiers. Now, one of the reasons that was given, I have to bring up who that is in a moment, but was that once we told them that we're leaving, and we named it Exodus, the date that we were going to leave Afghanistan, everybody that we're training up, we basically are telling them that we're not going to be, you're going to have to learn how to get along with the Taliban, because it's going to be you against the Taliban. So the way that it was reported that allegedly that the they're trying to let the Taliban know that, hey, I'm on your side. And so here they are, you know, they probably, if we wouldn't have named a date that we were pulling out, they wouldn't try to, because, you know, you say what you
it's
want
not
to.
Wise.
If you're going to leave me, I've got to figure out how to survive when the last plane leaves with everybody on it. And of course, their reasoning was, some of their reasonings was, that I got to prove to them how loyal I am to the Taliban's leadership of this country, because that's who's going to potentially be leading it. And you just don't tell your enemy that I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Crazy.
I mean, you don't even tell your children you're going to be out of town for the weekend until it's real close.
Exactly.
If you had teenagers, you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to be able to plan that out strategically. Not that I ever was a teenager and knew exactly what that meant. Oh, so when you're coming back? Oh, okay, great, great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's happening. But I did want to say something today that I don't know this in full yet, but I just want to say it because it's just been really stirring in my spirit. I don't know if you know this or not, but the CAIR, C-A-I-R, the Council of American Islamic Relations, was formed when President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary were in the White House. And they have been responsible for this great influx of the Muslim Brotherhood and this real friendliness, you know, welcoming this Antichrist, you know, religion. And as she traveled, she's the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of the world, of America, and the second most powerful woman, voted the second most powerful woman. But they've been helping with the Arab Springs, and the Arab Spring has been empowering the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, today she's going to President Morsi, who is the Muslim Brotherhood, and that she's going to negotiate a deal. And Morsi's negotiating for the Hamas, supposedly. And not only that, but the Turkey, who normally handles these things, they've been sidelined by Morsi, which is huge. Morsi, you know, Egypt is like a couple days old compared to this new
brand
quote.
New.
And then Turkey, who was, you know, used to be the head of the Ottoman Empire, they, I mean, literally, you know, serious people in the context of wanting to be the leader in the Arab world. They've been sidelined by this brand new leader called Morsi because Morsi is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And and even though there's not any ties, it's reported over and over again. And one of the reports is on the Blaze television that you can see, is that the Hamas and Hezbollah are like the militant arms of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so you can negotiate with the Muslim Brotherhood for their militant arm. You know, why would Hamas want listen to Morsi? Because he'll probably destroy them if he doesn't listen.
Right. You know,
and so that's the reason why you would go to Morsi. That's why he's stepping up with this. But because she has been so friendly with the Muslim Brotherhood, even to the point where our president and she were saying that they knew we empowered the Muslim Brotherhood there. They you know, the president was saying, and the Secretary of State supported this, Hillary Clinton supported it, that they believe that, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood was a secular organization that has ability to, they're already organized, so they'll be the best leaders. And of course they Clapper changed that after about a year, the head of our intelligence department. He said that, that's what he said at first, and later on they finally acknowledged what they knew all along. And so today, I'm wondering, this is what I'm wondering, John. I'm wondering if they set this whole thing up, and now the potential next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton, is going in to the Middle East. She is going to talk to the Muslim Brotherhood, who she and the president and the team empowered, and they're going to tell their militant arm, back off. And she's going to get the credit for bringing peace into the Middle East, coming back just because she's resigning from Secretary of State to begin her campaign for 2016.
Well, allegedly they're saying that this would be a huge, huge feather in her cap if she's able to broker this deal. And I agree with you. Just like very interesting, very, very interesting. As you're leaving and departing, you know, they say that the next election campaigning begins as soon as the president, whoever gets elected, the new campaign season begins, you know?
You know, when I was in law enforcement in the sheriff's department, that you had the sense of loyalty to the sheriff that was in leadership at the time that hired you. Because you appreciated them willing to interview you and hire you and put you on the streets or whatever.
Give you a job.
Yeah, and give you a job. And it's really hard to get somebody to break those kind of relationships, because no matter what, you know, my family's eating today because, you know, he gave me a job. Well, absolutely. It's going to be hard for, you know, Morsi not to be grateful to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, because, you know, the Muslims across the world are indebted to the Clintons.
Well, he's president today.
Yeah, exactly.
He's probably saying thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Exactly. And so the thing is that he just flips the switch. She, you know, she meets with Morsi, I think, today. And I'm just curious. I'm just putting this out there. And if anybody has that kind of, you know, like I use the analogy of a sheriff hiring somebody, that kind of loyalty, that's between Hillary Clinton and Morsi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's between them two.
Wow.
And so, and you know, the thing about the devil, this can always encourage you. The thing about Satan, when he begins to mess with us people, human race across the world, that he's still subject to a man's authority. And so he could be trying to organize something with some people, but often they turn in on themselves, you know, pride and divisiveness and greed and, you know, whatever. All those things are stirring and those too. So sometimes, you know, it just falls apart because, you know, even though Satan had a plan, it doesn't work out because of the human authority. Every individual has authority, and they can mess Satan's plans up like they can mess God's plans up.
Oh, wow.
I mean, God's plans will succeed, but you can mess your role up in God's plan. You won't be a player. And so there's always hope for that. And we've been praying against that as well, you know, that would not happen, that the enemy would be confused and they would just, division would come. But I just feel this. I can't tell you why. I just feel it in my spirit that if Morsi owes anybody, he owes President Barack Obama and he owes Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure President Bill Clinton, with his global initiative, has been all over all that out there. And so I just want to paint that part of the record and see what happens. And if Hillary Clinton cannot get Morsi to, and if Morsi can't get the Hamas, you're looking at new authority. And what's going on too there is, of course, Iran is the one that's feeding them these munitions.
Rockets,
but they're coming through Egypt into Gaza. And everybody's vying for the leadership of the Arab world, the caliphate that they will have in their plans and their vision. So Turkey being sidelined, that's really, I mean, that hurts a man's pride. You know what I'm saying? Imagine. So you have that going on. But then you have Morsi. But Morsi is having to deal with Ahmadinejad. Well, not really, the Ayatollah, who's over, you know, the president of Iran. Yeah, the real leader. And you're going to see a battle for power over the Middle East. And at the same time, by the way, they're talking about beginning to protest against the King of Jordan.
I was just going to say that the Saudis are awfully quiet right now. And it's just very, very interesting to see how this is all going to play out in this Arab world. And Qatar as well. It's like, what's happening here?
Right. And then, you know, so it's always, be encouraged. The devil quite often turns on himself. And it doesn't work out, you know, the way that it was, you know, because, you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's God's plans that prevail. But in that, I'm just we need to watch because without any doubt whatsoever, Hillary Clinton is not retiring from politics. You know, her husband is former President Bill Clinton is it's a world thing going on right now. And but I just want to put that out there. You know, begin to pray against, you know, if somebody's playing both sides, that's the reason why they win the bet every time. You know, we call that insider trading. One of the biggest cases to hit insider trading, by the way, just happened recently. And that's how somebody can come into a situation and work it out because they were on both sides. They were on America's side and the radical Islamic side at the same time. And it's amazing to me is why any lady would want to empower the Muslim Brotherhood because they beat women. They don't give a woman any rights. the radical Islam and the Muslim Brotherhood and the whole Islamic people that are loyal to the Quran, you know, that you have no freedoms. You can't drive a car. You can't get educated. You can't do these different things that and they do. People bust out of the mold to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to cover yourself and you get blamed for being raped. You know, if you didn't have a witness with you, you can't get in an elevator with a man. You and a man and you at the same, a woman and a man can't get in the elevator together. She has to stay out of that. It's just, it's like, why would any, in the fact that, you know, the Secretary of State, you know, it's for women's rights and, you know, she stands up, it's like, why would you be empowering, you know, Islam everywhere? Why would you have the care, you know, in America like that? And it's just to let you know, ladies, you know, I would encourage you to do a little study on Islam and see and watch physically. Watch it with your own eyes and see how they treat women. There should be no lady supporting who you know, you just wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Why would you vote yourself into oppression?
Mm-hmm.
And they still stone, they still beat, and they still decapitate and do crazy things like that. Well, I just want to say that out there. So we'll watch what happens today. You know, the biggest thing we're praying for is peace and protection for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, it'd be a major thing in our country in 2016 if this thing is pulled off.
Yeah. Well, it's been in the works for a long time. It's been in the works for a long time. And I don't think that they're going to sit idly by. You know, every time that the UN meets and all the nations, all the leaders of the world come together, the Global Initiative, which is run by former President Bill Clinton, they meet right along the same time. And I don't have the exact numbers, but they have raised, I mean, millions, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars from all of these leaders. So it's a positioning. It's positioning.
Yeah, you can see their website at cair.com, and they have fundraising right on the top of it. They're talking about where, you know, the first Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, it's right down the street.
They have their first Muslim on the force there in Hackensack. That's their first Muslim. They're celebrating that and how everything's being integrated and all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if in fact that, you know, that you are loyal to the Constitution of the United States, then everything works in America. But if your loyalties to the Quran over the United States Constitution, where it says to put in servitude or, you know, behead the unbeliever,
mm-hmm.
you know, the infidel.
Infidel, yeah.
That doesn't work well. And if you haven't yet, you can go to the VFN Torch and find out more about that. Just type in Islam in the search area and all the articles and the segments that we've done on. We need to educate ourselves. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And if you would have known that this particular people group was being nice because they want to convert you, put you in servitude, or just do away with you, you would have probably reacted differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.